With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The fourth and final GOP debate of 2023 is history.
A fiery fourth debate here at the University of Alabama with the four Republican candidates zinging each other on stage for 2 hours. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie taking a jab at the missing candidate, former President Trump, calling him the fifth guy who doesn't have the guts to stand here. Reaction here in the spin room to Trump's absence from Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com.
I think it was the right strategy not to show up at the debates when you're leading by that much, to sort of lower yourself to the level of these candidates that are getting 3 or 4%. They're on stage and they're going to attack you.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The debate aired on cable network News Nation. At least three people are reportedly dead after an active shooting event at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Police say a fourth person's in critical condition at a local hospital. The shooter also confirmed to be dead. Reports say the 67-year-old shooter was a professor who was recently turned down for a job at that school. Also at SRNNews.com, 2 months after his historic ouster as House Speaker, Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy has announced he's resigning from his congressional seat in California.
McCarthy's announcement capped a stunning end for the one-time deli owner from Bakersfield, who ascended through state and national politics to become second in line to the presidency before a contingent of conservatives engineered his removal in October. McCarthy is the only speaker in history to be voted out of the job. The 58-year-old McCarthy arrived in the House in January of 2007 after a stint in the California Assembly, where he served as minority leader.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Taylor Swift is Time's 2023 Person of the Year. She beat out Barbie, Hollywood Strikers, the Chinese president, and the prosecutors of former President Trump. This is SRN News. A California library is being sued.
Moms for Liberty recently hosted an event in a meeting room at the Yolo County Library on the dangers of allowing males to compete against females in sports. That is, they tried to host the event, but library officials shut them down after just a few minutes, accusing them of, quote, misgendering and violation of county policy. Moms for Liberty is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which has filed suit on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Salvation Army reports that some Americans are going to extremes in their generosity again this year. The giant Christian ministry says solid gold coins worth thousands of dollars have been dropped in bell ringers' kettles in Iowa and Illinois. This kind of thing happens several times every year as the annual Christmas campaign takes to shopping centers across the nation. People have been known to drop expensive rings and large denomination bills in the kettles as well. This is SRN News. Due to the fact that it's an election year, an FDA plan to ban menthol cigarettes is delayed by the White House.
White House officials will take more time to review a sweeping plan from U.S. health regulators to ban menthol cigarettes. Biden administration officials have indicated the process will continue into next year, targeting March to implement the rule. The unexpected delay has anti-tobacco groups fearing the long-awaited rule could eventually be held up indefinitely. The proposal would give cigarette companies 1 year to phase out menthol. The Food and Drug Administration has spent years developing the plan and says it could prevent up to 650,000 smoking deaths over several decades. I'm Dave Ferry.
Heads of Wall Street's biggest banks used an appearance on Capitol Hill to plead with senators to stop the Biden administration's proposed changes to how banks are regulated, claiming the proposals would negatively impact the economy at a time of geopolitical turmoil. More at SRNNews.com.